Hi, this is Scott Farrell. Thank you for joining me on Modern Family Rules Podcast, where we make sure you build relationships that rock, especially if you've got a step family, blended family, modern family, plain family, anybody family, extended family. You're in the right spot. Tonight's podcast title is Step Family's Facts, What's Going On in Your Hood? You know, being part of a step family or blended family, whatever you want to call it, modern family. Since I am the stepfather coming into my wife's home with her son, I've taken an interest in what's going on in most step families in the United States. It's alarming, some of the facts that I've seen and all the research I've done. I want to talk about two of the reasons why people get married, and it's kind of frightening. Help raising kids and help with legal threats regarding children's custody. That's not a good enough reason to get married. I've done series over success with marriages and the five keys to marriages and on and on and on. But I just want to talk about some of the trends and some of the rates. You know, we know that in the U.S., between 48 and 55% divorce rate of first marriages. Second marriages, it goes up to 65%. Third and fourth marriages goes anywhere from 80 to 95%, depending on age group and who you do stats on. But this is what got me. 75% of divorced women normally remarry within 10 years. Men do not, for some reason. You know, in 1980, that's many, many years ago, U.S. Census did a survey. 16.1 married coupled households contained at least one stepchild. Well, by 1990, it was 20%. Well, fast forward another 20 years, well, that 20% is probably somewhere around the 40, 50% range now. So look at it this way. We've got about, in the U.S., anywhere from 40 to 50% of the couples and households, there's at least one stepchild in those. And stepfamily is going to generate either non-married couple living together that don't have the same kids, a custodial father with a stepmother, or a custodial mother with a stepfather. Most of the dynamics in the families that are blended here are normally a custodial mother, natural born mother, and a stepfather, not the reverse. Most of those households are the natural born father as a wife, but the kids do not live with them. And if you've been through this, if you've been through the court battle, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know, something that startled me in some of the research I've done also was the custodial mother has the child, so they bring in the stepfather. And the article basically said, it's okay if you don't love her children, just learn to negotiate the waters and learn to get along in the household. Well, I got to call a timeout on that one. Gentlemen, please listen to me. Ladies, please listen to me. If you don't love her children, I don't care if you love her. That's a given. If you want to jump on a marriage train, you're going to love the person you want to marry most of the time. If you don't love her kids as your own, don't marry her. Don't marry him. What's the point? You know, when I got married the second time, I had to love her son as if he was my own, and I do. And I'm very lucky to have the stepson that I've got. I have been molested way beyond anything I ever deserved, but God's been good to me. He gave me a great wife, and he gave me a great stepson, someone I'm proud of, and I'm proud to be his stepfather. But with that came one ingredient that I really needed. It was love. Not negotiate an understanding with this child, but to get up every single day, go to work, do whatever I had to do throughout the day, to be the role model for this son I have now, and to love him above all. He has the same rights with me as if he was my natural born son. Why? Because that's what you do when you're a parent. Let's take the step, let's take the blended, let's take the modern away for a second. Let's just talk about a dad. Dads have to love, they have to take care of, they need some security given to the kids and their wife. They've got to be the role model for that child. Well, this is a little boy. He needs me to be his role model. He needs me to role model love to his mother and love to him. We got enough kids running around in this country right now that have never experienced the proper amount of love. And the more I read about these step family facts, it's very disturbing. And also talked to a lot of teenagers. I spoke to one today. I said, you've got four siblings from your stepmother, and then there's yourself and your brother and your father. So that's six people, 6 kids and 2 adults. So what's the relationship like? Terrible. I'm very unhappy and don't like it. Why? There's not a whole lot of love in that household. Let me go back to this again. If you can't love the kids as your own, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's hard enough if you do, because you've got all the extraneous things coming in from family members, ex-spouses, and anything else that you can think of. So my advice today, I've gone over the facts. 50% plus divorce rate in the United States. 40-ish to 50% are now in a step-family capacity of some sort in the United States. And then the best we can do from counselors is say, you don't really have to love them, just negotiate with them. Sorry, I got to call BS on that one. If you can't step up, and this is a final thought in this podcast, if you can't step up and love these children as your own, don't step up at all. Step off, step down, and get out of these people's lives. Stepmothers are not to be played with. Stepfathers not either. If you can't commit all the way, then don't do it. I committed. I got a little boy that depends on me. I got to love him as he is my own. Folks, thanks so much for joining me. Remember, kids need to feel it and be shown it every single day. And let their ears hear how much you care about them. Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and connect with me on Facebook. Or you can just plain email me at modernfamilyrules.com. Remember, I'm going to help you build relationships that rock. I don't want you to have mediocre. I want rock and roll relationships. And I want your family to be as successful as mine. And everyone else out there has got a joy, love-filled relationship. Until next time, take care. I'll see you.